To be honest, I'm not really sure what I think about this photo. So let me start with some things I don't really like about it and then get to some things that I do like about it. First of all, it's decent, but it's not aesthetically pleasing. Not to me anyway. It's busy. There's a lot of stuff going on. And as a viewer, I look at this and I'm not quite sure where to focus my attention. Is it the fountain? Is it the two women? Is it the scenery? I don't know. There's just a lot going on. And I also wish I would have used a longer shutter speed to get some motion trails in the fountain. I like to use like a 60th or a 30th of a second, or get some ND filters and get like a half second exposure when there's water involved to get these cool motion trails going on. But I didn't. I think this was at like a 320th of a second. And so it's too crisp for my taste. The fountain is too crisp and clean. I don't really like the tree on the left-hand side. I could do without the bench on the right-hand side. The exposure is a little weird because the fountain is super bright and everything else is kind of dark. So why do I have it here on Weekly 50? Well, there's a few reasons. First, taking this photo, just simply the act of taking it, helped me stretch myself a little bit. I don't usually take shots of people like this, if you know from looking at photos here on the blog. And it's a little bit out of my element. It was also a little bit tricky to get. I had to crouch kind of way down. The ground slopes upward away from these people, and it was a little weird for me to get into position to take this photo, so that was an interesting challenge. I also like the framing. Even though the composition overall is a little weird, there's a lot going on, I do like how it's framed, where you've got this overhead, these leaves overhead, and the ground kind of sandwiching the two women and the fountain in the middle. I do like the overall framing, even despite that tree on the left-hand side. And I also, I think the most, the biggest thing about this photo that I do like is I'm not quite sure what's going on. So there's two ladies here on this bench. It looks like a woman about in her 30s, I'm guessing, and another, I'm guessing, in her 50s or 60s. Are they related? Are they friends? Are they two coworkers taking a break? There's no way for me to tell. And so I like to use this to make up my own story. And it's interesting to take pictures like that where there isn't a clear answer, and there's not a definitive last word on what exactly is happening. I like to think of this as a mother and her daughter taking a break, maybe a lunch break, or maybe reconnecting over the scenery of this fountain and such. I'm not quite sure, but I like that it's kind of ambiguous. So even though there's things I don't like about the photo, this whole blog is a continual learning process for me. And if I only posted the pictures that were like the best of the best of the best, then I wouldn't really be showing my thought process here. And so even though it's not a perfect photo, I like it enough to post it. And I think it illustrates my personal growth as a photographer. And I look at this and I see areas that I can improve for next time. And I think that's one important thing that all photographers should do, is critically examine your own work. Don't just post it and try and get a bunch of likes and great shot and all that stuff that we humans tend to crave when we post stuff online. But try and examine it from a critical eye and think, what is wrong about this photo that I can fix? How can I improve for next time? What have I learned that will help me become a better photographer? And so this photo here is kind of an example of that. A little bit about the photo itself before I close this down. There's a lot of distance between me and the subjects, probably 20, 30 feet. I'm not sure. I shot at F4 to get a sharp picture with not a whole lot of depth of field. I think 2.8 would have been better, but then that would have resulted in even shorter shutter. I was already on ISO 100, so I couldn't go down from there at all. Overall, I'm happy with how F4 turned out, but a little more depth of field would have been nice. I used matrix metering, average metering. So my camera was sort of looking at the entire scene to get the exposure, and it ended up being exposed more for the fountain than for everything else, which is why it's sort of contrasty and dark in a lot of the other places of the photo. But I kind of like that. I kind of like that it's almost silhouetted, and I could have edited it a little bit more in post to make it totally silhouetted, but I kind of like that it's subtly silhouetted. The lesson here is that not every photo has to be a work of art. Photos can just be part of your continual learning process. Also, it's nice just to go and take pictures for the fun of it. Get that camera off your shelf, go walk around, and take pictures of anything you like. Why? Just have fun. And you also never know what you might end up with, and you might end up with a shot that you do really like. So get that camera, go out and take some pictures and see what happens.